This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and today I'm going to be extending on a little quote that I put up on a very serious photo of myself. I really miss writing. I think I mentioned that in a podcast a little while ago now. I used to do a fair bit of blogging. I wrote for Men's Muscle and Health a fair bit as well. I suppose since starting a video a day, before I started the podcast, it was a year before I started the podcast, 440 episodes ago or something, I used to do a lot more writing. And I really fucking miss it. So that's going to come up again soon, now that I've got a bit more support on the back end of the business, which is going to be great. So I'm looking forward to that. But either way, this was a nice little reintroduction into it anyway. So I put up a nice little black and white photo, cigar in one hand, whiskey in the other. All that aside, the caption or the copy simply read, I used to care about people's opinion of me. Then I thought, are their opinions of me really of me? Or just an opinion of an image in their mind that they think is me? Right, I'll say it again. I used to care about people's opinion of me. Then I thought, are their opinions of me really of me? Or just an opinion of an image in their mind that they think is me? Let's pull it apart a little bit more for those that are playing along at home. So I used to care about people's opinion on me. In that, I'm actually presupposing I don't care, right? Now, what's really interesting is that if you recognize a lot of people that tell you that need to tell you that they don't care about something, often care about something. So to me right now, just to clarify, it's not actually about caring. I used to overvalue about other people's opinion of me, but only a certain people. And it was heavily connected to my search for approval or my search for love or whatever it may be, sometimes a mixture of both, right? And so rather than dealing with that person and then getting rid of that person or trying to figure out what my issue is with that person, it was going to the core of my issue, which was my need for approval or my desire to seek external love. And then figuring out what the core issue was and then dealing with that, because once I could deal with that, as painful as it was, I didn't need approval anymore. I didn't need to seek love outside of it, right? It really unpacked a lot of things, but it really allowed me to be my own person, rather than still seek the approval of love of someone, outside of me. So to clarify, it's not about caring necessarily. Yeah, it sounded nice in the quote, but it's actually more about me valuing somebody else's opinion of me over my opinion of myself in that moment, on that situation. And that was more of a what's called object relations approach, which basically just means I was relating to a particular object growing up in a particular way, and I seeked particular things later on in life because I didn't know how to get those things myself. I tried to get them out of other objects, which were people. And so that's why I behaved in a particular way. Very short way to think about it. But I used to care about other people's opinion of me. I didn't say I no longer care. Since I used to care, maybe I still do. And that can be up to you to figure out. Then I thought, are their opinions of me really of me? And what I'm talking about there is that they're holding opinions, but are those opinions about me really about me? Or is it about their experience of me? Is it about their relationship with their parents that they're now projecting onto me? Is it their relationship or their opinion of their experience of me filtered by all of their values, not mine? So if that's the case, they're not actually, well, they're no longer really having an opinion of me, right? They're now, as it says in the next line, just having an opinion of an image in their mind that they think is me, right? Let's pull that apart. So they're actually having an opinion about something in their mind that they call me. And because they call it me, and they go, you're a bad person for this reason, you suck for this reason, you're great for this reason, usually that's that person's communicating their experience of me. It's not me. I really like what you're wearing. That's not me. Not because it's clothes, but it's because it's their judgment. Now, their judgment can be heavily, it will be heavily filtered by a whole range of things, right? Maybe they've grown up loving their father. And because of that, people that stand in a space of authority, right, they absolutely are drawn to because they basically treat them like they treated their dad. And they're the type of person that likes to compliment. And so they're going to compliment me. And I'm like, wow, I feel really good. But it has nothing fucking to do with me. I'm just an object that they're actually complimenting that's actually reminding them of the past, but they're not really aware of that. They have an image in their mind that they think is me, right? And if you go back, there was a podcast a little while back now where I talked about that you're a different person in the mind of everyone, right? Because they're seeing you through all of their filters. They're seeing you through all of their experience. They're creating you in their mind. They're not actually talking about you. They're talking about their experience of you and who they think you are in their mind. It's really quite, I mean, you do this, just to clarify. Well, I'm guessing you do this. It's probably a good guess. But it's really interesting to become aware of it, because when we get to become aware of it, we start to realize that maybe my frustration about my experience of this person is actually about me, because that frustration sits in me. It doesn't sit in them. And I've created my experience of them. Why am I holding on to that? Why am I frustrated with that? Am I doing what they're doing in my life somewhere? Is that why I'm frustrated with it? But at the core of it all, it's understanding that, why am I caring about somebody else's opinion of me? Why am I valuing that? Doesn't mean you shouldn't value other people's opinion. I'm not saying that either, because then you're just valuing, not valuing it, right? What I'm talking about is, why am I valuing that potentially more than what I'm valuing within me? Their opinion of me is often based off themselves, right? And being projected onto me. And this isn't saying that, you know, they must be really unhappy and unwell. It's fucking all that off. It's not about seeing any of that. It's not about trying to put them back down. Oh, fuck, they must be really unwell to think that of me, right? Because that's an attempt to put them down, to make myself still feel superior, pretending like they did. I mean, I saw something today once again. It was just like somebody said something to someone that was relatively quite potentially hurtful and nasty. And I think the intention there was, by the looks of it, was to be to be hurtful. And that person went on to say that in the past this would have broke me, but it didn't today, and had the opportunity to potentially leave it there. But they went on to continue to say how unhealthy and unhappy that person must be in order to say those things. Potentially, but maybe they're not. Like, there's the kind of thing, we didn't need to put that person down and explain my experience and my thoughts of that person in order to defend myself, in order to make myself feel better. Because we don't make, how do I say it? You don't make yourself bigger by making other people smaller, right? And what we have to be paying attention to is what's in our control. And the image of me in other people's mind isn't in my control. It's in my influence. I can influence it, but I can't control it. I do one thing that makes someone happy, and I do the exact same thing that pisses someone else off. Like, you're doomed either way if you're trying to control how people see you. Focus on you. Focus on unfolding. Focus on unraveling. Focus on becoming, or really unbecoming what you're not. And let people make up their own minds, because they're going to fucking do it anyway. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. You know the deal. If you found this beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you pass it to someone else you think would also find it beneficial. But that's me done. Until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. Slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. To be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.